بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا فما بعد I am in Dubai and as I am sitting here with this Fajr reminder the big news as far as we are concerned in India is the recent elections the results of which were announced yesterday in five states where BJP lost and three out of those five states Congress won, two states local parties won. And of course there is a among those people who were the supporters of Congress and local parties there is a lot of congratulation and a lot of happiness and a lot of feeling of having won a victory. And the question is, what must we do, what must one do when one is successful? The important thing to understand is that neither success nor failure is permanent. The only permanent success is the success when we meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. About which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَمَنْ زُحْزِعَ عَنِ النَّارِ وَأُدْخِلَ الْجَنَّةَ فَقَدْ فَازْ وَمَا الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا إِلَّا مَتَاعُ الْغُرُورِ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that the one who is freed from the hellfire and enters the Jannah and has been entered into Jannah, only that person is successful. And the life of this world is deception. It is nothing but deception. إِلَّا مَتَاعُ الْغُرُورِ Now that applies also obviously to politics, it applies to our lives, it applies to business success, it applies to any other kind of success of this world, because neither success nor failure is permanent in this world. You can succeed today, tomorrow you will fail. And many times the seeds of failure are sown at the time of success. And the reason is because people when they are successful, they are so busy feeling happy, and they are so busy having a party that they do not sit down and seriously consider what is it that made us successful. Many times you are successful, you kill the dragon not because you were strong or not because your strategy was successful, but because the dragon committed suicide or because the dragon's foot slipped on a banana peel and the dragon fell down to the earth. You happen to be there and you ascribe it to yourself and you say, well, I threw the dragon on the ground. The reality is that the dragon threw himself on the ground. You had very little to do that, very little to do with that, except that you happen to be in that particular place. Now, what happens therefore is that when we are successful, we go away with a false impression of our own greatness and glory, and we forget the lessons that we need to learn. It's a natural tendency of the human being that the time to sit and reflect happens when something goes wrong. Take a corporate organization, for example. You get a bad year, your sales dips, and immediately there are conclaves, there are meetings, there are strategic meetings, there are what happened meetings and how did it happen meetings, and everyone is sitting down and holding their head and saying, how come this happened and we went down and so on and so on. But give one good year and what happens? You go to Singapore for a party, you go to Dubai for a party, you have this bonus, you have that bonus. How many companies will sit down in a good year and say, how come we made all this profit? How did it happen? I've yet to see that. It's very, very uncommon where it happens. It's a unique thing. That in a good year, and all of us know that a lot of times, I won't say all the time, but a lot of times, a good year for an organization is a reflection of a generally good upturn in the financial markets. It happens because the environment is good. It happens because there is a, there's all kinds of things in the environment which are happening, as a result of which your organization looks good. Or your results for that year are good. It does not necessarily mean that your organization has suddenly become, highly profitable and so on and so on. Those things have to be justified. We have to look at it and say that what is it in our system which helped us to succeed, or are we just riding a wave? I mean, if you are a bad sailor, a wave comes under you, it'll push you to a distance. But at the end of that, once the wave is gone, that's where your sailing skills get shown up. You know, especially when there are adverse winds, as they say, there are no favorable winds, there are only good sailors. And that is why it's very important to take stock of success, of the reasons for success, and to be extremely hardcore about it, to be extremely hard-nosed about it, to be extremely brutal about it, and say that what is it that enabled us to succeed. Because the reality is that even if you succeed in good times, the fact is that if you had cleaned up your act, you would have succeeded even more. So now this success you got looks good in comparison to being, you know, a dog company or a dog state or a dog whoever. But if you had cleaned up your act, you would have been far superior in a good year. You would have made far more money. In a good political situation, you would have become even far stronger than you did at this particular time. So therefore, it's very important for us to think about that. So also with failure. Many times what happens is we start something with a good intention and so on, you make your effort, but for many reasons you fail. And then you get dejected, you get depressed, and you say, oh, you know, I tried so hard, nothing happened and nothing came of it, and so on and so on. So you give up. Now both are equally bad. To try to live in a state of hubris or to give up in despair, both are equally unjustified, because the success and failure of this world is temporary. It is not permanent. It is something that comes and goes. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that we change days of people, destinies of people from good to bad. And it's not random. It happens because of our actions. Permanent success is in the akhirah. And that's why we must also reflect on this and say, well, whatever success I got in this world, alhamdulillah, but how much of this is going to help me to succeed in where success really counts, which is in the akhirah. I'm sitting in here in Dubai, surrounded by the wealth of the world, all tall buildings and all the shine and glory of what money can buy. I'm looking out over a marina which is full of yachts. And the question is again this, which is that when we go from here, the owners of the buildings, the owners of the yachts, everyone else is going to go into the same 6-foot hole in the sand. And that is where what we sent ahead of us will count. Because that's why I love reading history. I'm reading now a book called Four Generals, which is about Napoleon, Arthur Wellesley, Wellington, and Nelson. History is replete with lessons of success and failure, of power which comes and goes, of all kinds of things that people do in order to gain success, and then, you know, you are left with sawdust in your mouth because you suddenly realize what that success was worth. So I remind myself and you, for our worldly success, let us sit and reflect very clearly and learn lessons at a time when normally people do not learn lessons. People are too busy feeling nice about it. But I think it's time for us to sit down and reflect and say, what is it that we really did in order to succeed? And as far as failure is concerned, the same thing. Look at those lessons and say, how can we learn from the failures? And how can we change our life going forward? Remembering that the actual ultimate success, and this is where Islam comes in, actual ultimate success is not what happens in this dunya, but what happens in the akhirah. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us to learn from our lives and to benefit from that, and to help us to learn the lessons that will take us forward in this dunya wal akhirah. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa alihi wa sahbihi ajmain bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahim.